you may think that winning the world champion public speaking is like the top of the ladder at that point. But I went from there to going out and delivering 45-minute keynotes and two-hour workshops where I had only been giving 5 to 7 minute speeches before. There's a tremendous amount of growth that comes right after that. But the effort is, from my standpoint now, it's giving back to the organization and seeing how can I, based on everything I've gotten out of this organization, how can I give back to it and make clubs better, get people speaking better, letting them realize here are the things that I did and how I use the Toastmasters program. And that's really what I want to do. Is I really think that this organization can make a major, significant impact in changing the world for the better. And I know that it's changed millions of lives already. And we just need to continue to get the level of our clubs up to what I call a championship or professional level club. And we'll continue to grow and build a stronger organization by building those strong clubs. The clubs and Toastmasters are the basic building blocks of Toastmasters. That's where this organization lives and dies. And we have to have strong, good clubs. And it's there. It's just there to do. We just have to decide to do it, get the communication in, put that energy in, and then just go do Colonel Saunders' secret recipe. And do those ordinary things, but do them extraordinarily well.
Lance, this has just been a great interview. I've thoroughly appreciated everything that you've shared. So in summary, I'm a brand new Toastmaster. I'm a brand new officer. I'm ready to get out there and build my club to make it into a championship club. So summarize for me, what do I need to do to go do that right at this moment, right now?
I think the first thing you have to do, if you're ready to do it, then you made the decision, but you actually have to make a conscious decision and say, this is what I want to go do.
All right, I'm ready to do it.
everything starts at that point.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, if you're brand new in Toastmasters, I want you to set your goals for yourself and say, I'm going to get through my manual in this, you know, my first manual in this number of speeches in this time period, so that we actually have a condensed time. That's how you're going to get the most gain out of it. If you're a brand new officer, you have to sit down. You've got to get the agreement of the people around you. You've got to get that basic club plan put together on what we're going to accomplish this year and start putting that communication, that energy, and again, those basic fundamental aspects of doing those ordinary actions, but looking at how can we continually improve each one of those actions in our club. And setting that environment up to be a real professional environment, you know, that high energy meeting that starts, and it's a lot of fun. There's one thing I think that we don't have enough of in life. It's fun. You know?
I agree. Another question for you, though, Lance. I'm an old time Toastmaster. I've been around for a lot of years. What do I do at this point in time after listening to this interview with you?
I think it's the same thing, to be honest.
Really?
I think it's the same thing. If you're an old-time Toastmaster, you need to look at what you want to get out of the organization. And I know myself, I came in because I wanted personal improvement. I stayed in because I was able to help others get personal improvement. I think there's a lot of giving back that you can do. But at the same token, I think you need to continually challenge yourself by keeping yourself speaking, remaining active, and contributing to your own personal growth and the growth of the club and the members around you.
Should I be doing a basic manual every year plus
advanced manuals? I think if every Toastmasters completed either a basic manual or their two advanced manuals every year, we would see a complete change in the growth of this organization, because the improvement that happens by completing those manuals, that's where the improvement happens. And you start to see people improve, and when they improve, they become enthusiastic about the program. They want to continue to put their energy into the program. They invite guests in. That's where, to me, the rubber meets the road, is getting people through those manuals. And if we just concentrate on getting them through it, giving them good evaluations on their way through, we'll continue to build strong clubs and a strong organization.
Again, Lance, it's been such a pleasure interviewing you today. What last few words of wisdom do you want to share with this audience?
Well, to me, like I said, Toastmasters, the hallmark of Toastmasters is improvement. We've got to keep making sure that no matter what we're doing, we're improving the condition of the people, making people more able to go out and communicate, more able to go out and lead in their life. And that could be something as simple as a housewife now willing to talk to her neighbor, or a business executive now able to run his business. Okay, but we need to make sure that we keep this a safe, this is a practice area. We need to keep it that safe, fun, friendly environment, apply those Toastmaster basics, as I've said over and over again. And again, communication, energy, and just do those ordinary actions, but find the best way that you can do them.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you on behalf of all of Toastmasters, all of us members in this organization, for doing what you did and continue to do for this organization.
My
Thank
pleasure,
you.
Roberta. Thank you.